Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Okay, you can't live in Montana very long without being on a ranch somewhere. Getting there. Just too many of us, ties to our agriculture. And it's not just, you know, the day-to-day work. It's ties through generations as well. But are you ranch ready? That's a question that I think is fair to ask for some folks who are looking at maybe getting into the industry. And there's good news regarding that. You know, we've talked about getting younger and younger folks into egg production. Well, that's happening because there's a focus on it. And one of the focuses is this Ranch Ready program where folks, trainees, can come, the next generation, to learn what the job is about on real-world ranches. We're going to talk about that today and get into the career, the pros and the cons of a career in agriculture today on Voices of Montana. Hello to Miles City. Hello to Hamilton. Hello to our folks in Dillon. Good folks there at KDBM 1490 AM. Love having you all along here today. We are talking about, the pros and cons, I think, of ranching. And as there's been a push to maybe get more and more younger producers on board, I'm seeing that in my mind. And I've been doing this for a number of years here. And the value of that, I think, to our ranching community is very much appreciated, probably even understated in a long ways, a lot of ways. In Montana, you know, we're very much a rural frontier state in a way, too. And so our ranching community means a lot to us and our farming communities because those are the values that we share they spread out in communities all across Montana. We're talking about that today as we get on to this Montana. Well, it was a ranch boot camp is what it was. And it was put on by Win It Aces and also the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program. Let's just get right into it here. I know the Stewardship Alliance was a part of this as well, but we have guests today to talk more about it. So welcoming Laura Nolan, Executive Director of Win It Aces. And good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. It's a beautiful morning up here in Winnet.
Winnet's just like cooking, isn't it? I don't mean hot. I mean, you guys have things going on there, right? Good job.
We do. Yes, we do.
And Dr. Rachel Frost is with us with the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program at Montana State University. And Rachel, thank you for coming back on. I appreciate that. You know, we talked about this program. I don't know. It seems like it was just yesterday when it was initiated, but it really wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, good morning, Tom. It has been 6 years since the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program was initiated at Montana State, and it has been a very fast and productive 6 years.
I want to talk all about that. You know, I was kind of teasing. We have another guest online, too, and we were going to maybe introduce her a bit later on, but I think I'll just bring her out now. She is actually a participant, going to be a senior in the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program. She was a part of this boot camp, this ranch boot camp held May 13th through the 16th. So let's say hello to Emma Britt. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. I appreciate you coming on as well. I was teasing Emma, you know, we were going to talk about her, and then she was going to have to come on and set the record straight. But you can do that now as we go along. And thank you for being here, too. Let's start with Laura Nolan again with Win It Aces here, and then we'll go right down the line and talk about the value of this. What is this ranch boot camp, and you know, what do you think is cool about it?
Yeah, so Win It Aces is a rancher-led collaborative here in Central Montana. Aces stands for Agricultural Community Enhancement and Sustainability, and so our mission is to enhance the health of our land, economy, and traditions for future generations. So really, we're focused on what benefits rural communities with a focus on ranching and agriculture. And so a couple of years ago, we started talking with Ranchers Stewardship Alliance, who's a very similar organization on the north side of the river, about a field school idea and how we could help people just learn more about ranching and the grasslands and the importance of land stewardship. And Rachel was part of those conversations, along with Stacy Barta at the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation and the Quivira Coalition. And so after talking about what we want to do, we didn't know what we meant by field school. And so a lot of conversations kind of evolved. And Rachel and Stacy said, we have these students who are going out on ranches for the summer, and it would be really great if they could get kind of a basic ranch skill set before they go out. And we thought, well, this seems like a great opportunity to bring people to the land and interact with ranchers, give ranchers an opportunity to kind of tell their story and share their knowledge and help develop the next generation of ranchers. So that's kind of where it started. And we were just really excited to be able to, well, connect with MSU and DNRC and Quivira Coalition and build our relationship there, but to be able to bring young people to Winnet to experience what we experience is a really special thing to be able to do.
Yeah, and getting it in a concentrated time period as well, where I think the learning is just elevated. Dr. Rachel Frost, again, program leader and professor of the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program with Montana State University. I mean, ever since this program began, it was a boot camp for ranching, so to speak, right? Why don't you talk about where that program is at now and how this boot camp, this actual ranch boot camp program, is a part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program provides a 4-year Bachelor of Science degree in ranching systems through Montana State. And what that program does is it brings together the three disciplines of animal science, rangeland ecology, and business management into one single degree that tries to bring those essential elements that you would need to be a ranch manager to the students. And a critical component of this program is the 2 summer-long internships that students go through as part of their curriculum. And so we pair students with ranches. They go to the same ranch for 2 summers in a row. And it's really important that those students hit the ground running and that they're able to do the physical work and have that ranch skill set, as well as start to wrap their head around all of the business and the complex management decisions that need to be made as a position of a ranch manager. And so what the ranch boot camp gave to us was a way to immerse these students in those skills and give them a head start whenever they hit those internships. Because as you know, Tom, ranching is such a complex business that one ranch, you know, in eastern Montana doesn't look the same as even a neighboring ranch or a ranch in western Montana because they have different landscapes, different types of operations and markets that they're chasing. And so we needed a way to just really immerse these students into ranching so that they could hit the ground running when they got to those internships.
Did the program, this boot camp, how do you feel that succeeded in that?
I think it was great. Mm-hmm. I think it was a perfect way to do a couple of things. And one of them was to really help those students focus on situational awareness and safety. You know, 4 days, no matter how intense it is not going to make a seasoned ranch hand, as it's just not going to be able to provide all of the myriad of experiences and technicalities that go into just the daily life on a ranch. But what we were really focused on was trying to empower those students with some tools to, number one, be really safe on the ranch and to be aware of their surroundings and their physical safety and the safety of those that were working with them. And so we brought in Dana Jansen and the Montana Ag Safety Program, and she did a really lengthy presentation that really helped to drive that home to the students. And the other part that's just critical is situational awareness. I mean, I think it's second nature to folks like Laura and other ranchers that are on the landscape that they're able to just pay attention to all of these different things at the same time. And with the students coming in, if they're lack of experience, then they just can be so focused on the task at hand that they're not noticing that the water is low in the pasture that they're driving through, or that there is, you know, an animal in the wrong spot, or one that is behaving in such a way that indicates that it needs some sort of a treatment. And so we're really trying to help these students hone in on being able to not just focus on the task at hand, but being able to lift their head up and look at everything that's going on around them in this complex world and being able to contribute more in that regard.
I appreciate that, because I think it is second nature to some, and maybe we do take things for granted when it comes to safety, especially. We feel like, I know how to rope, or I know how to wrench, so to speak. And ranch and wrench, there's probably a reason those two words are pretty closely associated, at least verbally, because like you said, it's very complex. You have to do a ton, you have to wear a ton of different hats there as well. So Emma Britt, senior at the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program, you're on an internship right now, one of those two summer-long internships that Dr. Frost had talked about. Maybe tell me about that, but I'm really curious as to, where you're at in this program going into your senior year. Did this ranch boot camp open your eyes to some things?
So I am currently on the Madison Ranch in Three Forks, Montana, and It has been a fantastic experience.
Yeah.
I am going into my senior year at MSU, but I am only in my first internship through the Dan Scott program,
okay.
So I do still have 2 years left with the Dan Scott program. The experience at the boot camp was, I don't quite know how to describe it. It was unlike anything I've seen. I mean, the people at Petroleum County and the Winnet Aces are some of the most hospitable you'll ever meet. And everyone was going out of their way to host these young students that are coming in and have an interest in ag. And, they cover just about everything you could think of on just day-to-day life skills, things that it's easy to assume a student in ag would know already, but maybe they don't. Maybe they haven't had the exposure to it. And the Winnet Aces really did a wonderful job putting together the program to expose a variety of students that were coming from a variety of different backgrounds to this base knowledge to prepare them for when they do inevitably go out and work on a ranch.
Was there one thing that you did, and maybe describe that? And I'll have Laura talk more about the program. Did you lift a pitchfork? Did you drive a tractor? What was an experience that you had that you called home about, so to speak?
So they covered just about everything from how to drive a manual truck to backing up a stock trailer, even simple things like opening up gates and getting them shut. Some of them on ranches can be very difficult. I myself am a smaller framed gal, and you would not believe how often you're fighting fences to shut.
I would.
So it's just being able to have that community around. They've been around for so long. They have so much experience. They know all the tips and tricks. Really, there was just so much value in having that mentorship there overall. Yeah. I think that's what I was calling home about was I was just absolutely impressed by the mentorship and how eager they all were to build relationships with the young people that are coming into ag.
And that's one thing I want to focus on, because that, to me, I think that's been, it's moving the ball forward. It's been successful in some ways too, and it's encouraging to hear that. Laura Nolan, do you actually know all of the tricks of the trade?
I wish, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
There were a lot of parts of the boot camp that I was like, oh, I need to go hear what so-and-so has to say about that. And, that's one of the things the instructors all talked about when we asked if they'd be willing to be instructors was like, they were all very willing and happy to do it, but not necessarily comfortable with that they know the way to do it and recognizing that there are so many different ways that people do what we think of as kind of basic things, but everybody learns their own tricks along the way. And so, like, one is there was an afternoon that was focused on irrigation, and so they saw pivot irrigation and flood with canvas and flood with gated pipe, and everybody has their own little ways of doing those things that might seem basic when you start, but then it's like over the years you've learned better ways to do each of those things. And the same thing, like Emma said, with gates, of like some of us have tricks that we need because we're not as strong as maybe the person who built the gate, and they don't need those tricks.
A lot of different things. You're talking to an audience of hunters in a lot of ways too, and they're all going, yeah, Yeah, I get that. Sometimes, you know, and I'm a man. I think, oh, I can do this. Sometimes you need help. Sometimes you have to call whoever it is that's driving the truck to get out and help you put those gates away. But that's just life. That's just frontier life, and appreciate that. We're talking about this ranch boot camp, but, you know, all the issues that kind of surround that as well. Education is one thing. I think that's pretty vital. You know, we talked yesterday with Eric Sederholm, a miner with American Pacific Mining, about copper, right? And he was, you know, went into the value and you know, of education in mining, and told some anecdotes about that. And I'm hearing anecdotes about agriculture where, you know, surveys will say that people don't even know where actually their food comes from. That milk, you get milk in a grocery store. Well, where does the grocery store get it? Don't know. So education is a big part, I think, of moving forward in a lot of industries. I think ag is one of those, because we have less and less people engaged in the industry. I think it's like 4% and going down of our total population, where years ago, everybody had some hand in it. So these ranch programs are vital in that regard, and Montana is a good place for that. Our guest today, Dr. Rachel Frost with the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program, Laura Nolan, Executive Director of Win at Aces, and then Emma Britt, senior at Montana State University and in her first year as the in the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program. Laura, let's get an idea of what this boot camp is, okay? How do people get involved in it? Did you put a pitchfork in their hand? Do they know what to do with it?
Yeah, so we did. This is the very first year of what we're calling the Montana Ranch Boot Camp. So there was a lot of trial and error, and I think mostly things went really well. And so we did a combination of, they got to do some hands-on things and then some more just kind of instruction things. So we had four full days. We went from 8 in the morning till 8 at night the first 3 days to try to pack everything in. We had 15 different ranchers as instructors, and so they did everything from, as Emma said, how to drive a manual pickup and back up a trailer, to irrigating, cattle handling, fencing, water systems and water lines. They did a little bit of grazing and cattle move, and some branding. Let's see, those are kind of the high points. And then we also brought in, we did egg safety with Montana Farm Bureau, but we also brought in our volunteer fire department, and they did a little bit of wildland fire safety, but also kind of like initial, you know, if you're out and a fire starts, what you should do. And also our Petroleum County ambulance came and did, we've been partnering with Montana Farmers Union on a far out and waiting that just teaches people what to do in an emergency while you're waiting for the ambulance to get there.
Wow.
So we tried to kind of work in all of this, like, if you're in a rural place, here are the things you need to know, not just if you're on a ranch, while recognizing that there are a lot of things to know and you're not going to get all of them. We did also, like, basic vehicle maintenance and repair, like how to change a flat tire, if you have to jump your vehicle, those kinds of things. So it was broad. I think that, you know, as we learn, we're going to try to do more hands-on and less nobody, especially the students had just finished their semester. They didn't want to go sit in a classroom anymore.
Right.
They wanted to get out on the ground and do things. But we did, you know, it was funny when we were planning and we said, you know, we're going to do trailer backing. And one of the people on our committee helping with the planning said, is there going to be a dad there yelling to make it lifelike, real life? So I think Emma can say, I don't think anybody got yelled at. I think the instructors were very patient and gentle. But, you know, the thanks to Emma for saying all the nice things she did about her experience. But, you know, the instructors said the same thing about the students, that it was really, you know, kind of like rejuvenating to be able to be around young people who are excited to do this work. And the instructors all, when I talked to them, you know, they thought it was great. They want to do it again. What could they do better next time? So there was a lot of really good feedback. It just was a really busy week with a lot of excitement all around it.
Really cool. Emma, you're kind of the star of the show here too. Did you back that trailer in okay?
I did. Thankfully, I had a father who was very skilled at backing trailers to teach me before the boot camp. So I came in a little experienced, but we eventually got her back.
Maybe he can volunteer to be the dad next year. I really want to chat with you about your plans and things like that. And so we got another segment to do that. I'm going to ask Dr. Rachel Frost, though, right now about education, Rachel. Is my impression, somewhat on target that we are getting more and more young people involved in this? But also, not only there's two sides of this education. It's the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program. And then educating everybody else, like we said, to understand the value of agriculture. How are we doing in that regard?
Well, there's still a long ways to go in that regard. I think there always will be. When you lose the connection of people directly to the land, it just makes it so much more difficult for them to understand not just what agriculture does in general to help them, but the day-to-day challenges that people that are in agriculture face and how they really are dedicated to the land and to protecting it. So there's no end to the education that is needed for the general public to truly understand agriculture and the commitment that they have to doing things the right way. So a long ways to go there for sure, but what I think is really exciting and what we see at MSU is just this broad interest in agriculture by young people. I think it's showing maybe a change of times. I think things come in cycles, right? And so for a while, it was all about tech. It was all about, what we needed to do in computers. And there still is. And there's tremendous frontiers in precision agriculture that MSU is embracing and others as well, as far as how do we bring tech into agriculture. But there's also a really tangible desire to return to doing work on the ground, doing work with your hands. Feeling that satisfaction and a return to the land and a connection to that is really rolling through our young people. And it's exciting to see that. And it's exciting to explore ways that we can use that passion to bring folks back into ranching and production agriculture.
Yeah. Emma, follow up on that. Why are you in this program?
Really, it's because I believe my generation has a real role to play in shaping the future of ag. And I do think mentorship is a huge part of that. The younger generation needs the wisdom of the previous generations to be passed down. It's our job as younger people coming in to be able to push the future of ag forward with new ideas coming in, a fresh set of eyes. But it's also just as equally important to respect what came before us. And I think the Dan Scott program being built as two internships really does provide that. There's a pairing process for the students and the ranches, and you get to really find your fit and find kind of a mentorship through the manager of the ranch. And that's a rare opportunity, and I'm very lucky to be here.
What are the rewards in a ranching lifestyle? I think there's a lot of them. There's some drawbacks, too. A lot of work. But also the freedom of it. We'll talk about that today a little bit more. We're talking about this ranch boot camp, first year going on with it, put on by the Rancher Stewardship Alliance, also Win at Aces and the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program. So we have guest Laura Nolan on, Executive Director of Win at Aces, and Dr. Rachel Frost from MSU, the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program, and then Emma Britt as well. And thank you guys for being here. Appreciate that. I can't help but talk about how our values, how our community, how our culture is very much, agrarian in a sense, I guess. For me, that's one of the values that is intrinsic in the agricultural lifestyle. So we'll talk about that here a little bit. Laura Nolan, I want to make sure that we've covered some of the bases here too, and maybe we'll do that a bit later on. This program, is ongoing, and it's right now, it's in its first year, right? So talk about what, moving it forward, how do people get involved, if they're interested in being involved in this, as well as, there were 15 instructors. You had some good involvement in this last session here, didn't you?
We did. We had really great local involvement. And so that, in thinking about going forward too, that's a piece of how we go forward, is how do we keep our ranch instructors wanting, you know, we don't want to ask too much of them. And so right now, the way that it's designed is Ranchers Stewardship Alliance will host next year. And so then it'll be Phillips County and Northern Missouri ranchers that'll be engaged and be instructors, and will rotate every other year. But, you know, in saying that, our instructors all want to come back, and we had other ranchers, when they found out about it, said, oh, we'd love to help too. And so I think we're going to be able to, you know, draw on different people every year. And this program was specifically for these partners, DNRC, MSU, and the Quivira Coalition. But we are looking at how we might expand it to other partners or the public. And so I guess stay tuned for that. But at this point, it's just for these partners, and we're going to just keep it going every year.
Who is the Quivira Corporation, or Coalition, I should say? I looked this up because I saw that in your release, and I thought it was rather interesting. Talk about them a little bit and how what their involvement is.
Right. So they're a west-wide organization with the same goals of just connecting people to the land and connecting people to agriculture. And they have what they call a new agrarian program that is an apprenticeship program for people apply, and then they become apprentices at ranches all over the West. And so there are apprentices who attended where ones who either want to be an apprentice next year or were new in their apprenticeship this year. So similar to the internship, but not through a college, through this. They're a nonprofit organization as well.
Dr. Frost, what's the perception out there of farm life, ranch life?
The perception of students is really varied, but I would say for the most part, well, let me back up. So the College of Agriculture at MSU, and you would think at Montana State, you know, such an ag-centric state, that we would have a majority of agriculture students that were majoring in agriculture. The reality is that the majority of our students, 60%+, are not coming from any ag background. Mm-hmm. They are novices to the world of agriculture, but it's intriguing to them. There is something there that they really want to connect to. And what I'm finding also is that a lot of our students in the program, maybe they didn't grow up on the farm and ranch and have that direct connection, but their grandparents did. And so we skipped a generation. I'll date myself. Those of us who grew up in the 80s, times were hard on farms and ranches. And so a lot of us went, myself included, and left the family operation and chased other career opportunities that may have taken us to urban areas, but now our kids and, you know, the grandkids of folks want to come back to that operation. They want to come back to that lifestyle, and they're being drawn to it now. And so we're seeing a lot of students coming from urban backgrounds that are intrigued by agriculture and want to get into it. And to me, one of the most important things about this ranch boot camp is that it's helping to dissolve the perception by these students that agriculture is a really difficult industry to get into, that you have to be super skilled or you have to know somebody special to get involved in it. And really, agriculture is a welcoming community to anybody who is coming in with a real work ethic and a real desire to learn. And I think those are the two keys that can open up a world of possibilities within any aspect of agriculture to a young person today. And that's exciting.
Emma, did that describe you?
Oh, it certainly did. Rachel can attest to it. When we first met, we had a lot of conversations about how I did perceive that ranching and agriculture was hard to break into as a young person. And Rachel was quick to set me straight, which I'm grateful for. I will say, coming in with a strong work ethic and overall the willingness to learn and being willing to ask what may sound like a silly question, you know, mm-hmm. being willing to look like you don't know what you're doing, I think plays the biggest role, because when you have people around you that are skilled and knowledgeable that you can learn from, that's not an opportunity you want to miss out on.
What do you hope to get out of a... And I'm, you know, you can certainly change your mind, and everybody does between here and retirement, so to speak. But, mm-hmm. you know, tell us your plans and why a ranching lifestyle appeals to you at this point?
So I can say by far, from my experience, ranching is probably one of the most humbling careers you could pick. it is a constant learning curve, no matter how long you've been in it. And I think that's really what made me fall in love with it, of all things.
Wow.
It really is a never-ending learning curve. You'll never be the most skilled. You'll never be the most perfect at something, just because it's ever-changing. And it really requires you to be a jack of all trades. Currently, in my internship?
Well, I was going to ask, what are you doing on the ranch that you absolutely love? Whenever it is that activity you're doing, and you take a breath, and you take a moment, and you take a deep breath, and you go, "Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm loving this." And then, if you wanted, you know, on the other side of that, because there's the other side of the coin, what's one of those jobs out there going, "Oh, I got to get through this so I can do what I actually really love"?
That's kind of a dual-sided answer. Mm. For me, it's going to be fencing and fencing. It's a love-hate relationship, and there is plenty of it. The ranch that I'm on currently, the Madison Ranch, we are very focused on intensive grazing with our herds. And so we do a lot of temporary fencing to really perfect that intensive grazing. It allows us to adjust our acreage and our timing and our stocking density really easily. But it does mean building and tearing down many, many fences. And sometimes you've built a fence and the plan changes and you got to adjust it and take it down and rebuild it. But I think being able to be out there with the herd and, you know, being able to take pride in the well-being of your livestock and the effect that you have on the land, and knowing that you are, every little thing you do is really going to make a difference, you know. However many years down the road you might have to wait to see it, I think being able to just really take pride in what you do will get you through all the hard work.
Now, you're from Coeur d'Alene, where you probably learned how to, you know, back up a boat, so to speak. and that's good. There's boats on the ranch as well. What do you want to do? Do you hope to stay in Montana or go back to Idaho? Do you want to stay in the West? And you don't have to have a solid answer, because you're still a school. You're still in school. You're still a student. But where do you hope to kind of end up?
That's a good question. So overall, obviously, I'm still got 2 years left at MSU, so I don't have a set plan for once I graduate. Ranching and agriculture really is my passion. So if I could stick in that, I would absolutely love to.
Yeah.
My family does have a real interest in ag, and eventually we would like to have our own land and build a generational ranch back. You know, it is, we value that culture and we value the community that comes with it. And so ultimately that would be my ideal goal. I am looking at staying in the West, somewhere in Montana or Idaho post graduation. So it kind of depends on what opportunities present themselves. If there is a ranch in Montana that I'm really excited to work with, but I'm offered a position on, I will probably stay here, and continue my education with them. If not, I'll probably go back to Coeur d'Alene and be able to be around my family and plan from there and find somebody else to continue my passion with an egg.
That's a real balanced answer. I appreciate that. Dr. Frost, I want to ask you, do you ask that question a lot? You know, what is it you want to do? Because there are a lot of things you can do. I mean, there are more than just one job on the ranch, so to speak, and communities that feed into the ranching community. But do you ask that question of your students? What is it you want to do? And what do they tell you?
Yes, I ask that question all the time. So one thing I forgot to mention earlier, Tom, is that the Danscott Ranch Management Program is unique in several ways. First, the internships and that direct connection with the ranching community. But secondly, it's a limited admissions program. So we only let 10 students per year into the program so that we can really focus on creating those high-quality internship experiences for the students. It's such a key part of the degree program to get that mentorship, that one-on-one, and that real-world work experience, that we want to make that as high quality as possible. And the flip side of that coin is not everyone is set is positioned to be a great mentor. And so, you know, we're limiting that so that we can really connect with high quality ranches and high quality students. So because of that, I really am focused on what is your end goal. I mean, this is not the cowboy degree at Montana State.
Yeah.
This is a professional degree in ranch management that requires you to be skilled in a wide array of areas. And so asking that question to those students and really honing in on what is it that they want, what is it that attracts them to this lifestyle is really critical. And we find a lot of answers like him. I mean, most of them want to own their own ranch. They really do. And I mean, I think that's just a very American thing to want to own your own property and be in charge of your surroundings and what type of operation that you're on. But the reality is that there's really only a small portion of people that are ever going to have that ability to actually own the land that they're operating. But there is a tremendous amount of opportunity and a need for skilled people that can come in and work and manage for absentee owners or for high net worth owners that have the financial ability to purchase these properties but may not have the day-to-day skill to do it. So helping students find the correct pathway, opening their eyes to the vast array of career opportunities that exist that can connect them to agriculture, and everything from land management to animal performance to technology is what I really enjoy about being part of a university system.
Yeah, and like you said, the program, once it initiated, there's been a ton of interest in it, too. So we'll follow up. I'm curious to know more, too, and it's always on our agenda here. So I want to thank you, Dr. Rachel Frost, again, from the Dan Scott Ranch Management Program, Laura Nolan, Executive Director of Win It Aces, and also Emma Britt, a student there at the Dan Scott Ranch. Thank you guys for being on. Thank you for, working in an industry that's so valuable to us all, and appreciate that. Have yourself a good summer, okay?
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the opportunity to be here and share about this exciting program and everything else that's going on.
Good. And call us anytime, okay? It's always fun stuff.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.